Anyone have any crustabilities, Molly?
I'm sorry about that.
Still swollen, though, Sam.
I can just set up a second. Let me just run this if you want me. Yeah. Okay. Okay, this week, first of all, let me, thank you, first of all, for inviting me for, to speak. I think it's a very nice, Rebbe was just explaining to me that this idea of having a brief Dvar Torah on the Parshas developed this year. So I'm happy to be mechazek this good practice and be able to participate. This week's Parsha, of course, is Parshas Mishpatim. And Parshas Mishpatim is literally chalked through and through with various dinim, all of Bava Kamma practically, and many other masechtas also who find their roots in Parshas Mishpatim. It's very fascinating that the Parsha begins, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. And of course Rashi, quoting the Medrash, immediately comments on the idea that there's a vav achibur, there's a vav here which says ve'ela, and that this is mechaber, this connects this week's parsha to the previous parsha. But if you look at the previous parsha, the end of Yisro, so it's very difficult to understand what the connection is between Mishpatim and Yisro. In the end, we speak about the Mizbeach and about the Yisro of Avodah Zarah. The parsha in Yisro primarily focuses on the Aseres HaDibros, at least that's the highlight of the parsha. So what will we mean when we say that Havav Kol Mokom Shenemar Eile Pasal Rishonim VeEile Rashi quoting the Medrash Mosif Ala Rishonim Ma Rishonim Mitinai Atele Misinai The Lamedus Kaparshas Dinan the Parshas Mizbeach Lomar She Tosin Sanhedrin Eitzel Hamikdash. So Rashi, understanding this difficulty, tried to connect the parshios by suggesting that either the link is to the Mizbeach, the Sanhedrin Agadol ideally should be situated in Lishos HaGazis, right next to the Mizbeach, or the point is to establish that Mishpatim, even though they seem like very pragmatic civil law, is equally Min HaShamayim, every bit as much Ma Rishonim Misinai, Afelim Misinai, every bit as much as Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, which was Nishma Mipi HaDibur. However, the Ramban has another suggestion. The Ramban, here in his Perush al HaTorah, suggests that the Eilah HaMishpatim is connected to the last of the Aseres HaDibros, to Lo Sachmo. The Torah says, Lo Sachmo, Beis Re'acha, Eishes Re'acha, Kol Asher Re'acha, a person is not allowed to covet, he's not allowed to desire what others have, and how do you know what is really off-bounds, what belongs to others, and therefore is beyond or should be beyond your desire. So the Ramban explains that is the connection between last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha. That this is teaching you, Ki kasher haya baser sadibra sadibra rishon bidias Hashem, Hasheni b'Yisra avodah zarah, b'chaza v'tziva Moshe kot tamar b'nei Yisrael, etc. And then, finally, the last of the dibros is Lo Sachmod, ve'ela mishpatim k'neged Lo Sachmod. Ki im lo yedah adam mishpat habayis o asadeh v'shar mamon yachshov shehu shalo v'yechamdeyu v'yikacheyu le'atzmo. L'tikach amar tasim lefnehem mishpatim yisharim yanhigu osam b'nehem v'lo yachmedu ma she'ena shalahem min adin. So basically, the Ramban's idea is that this is coming to implement the tzivui of Lo Sachmod. If you understand the boundaries in life and in society, then this will be a doable mitzvah. The Ramban undoubtedly means this in a very pragmatic way. Namely, you have to know what's not yours so that you can avoid it and avoid even thinking and desiring it. However, I think if we look at the other Mefarshim on the Pasuk here, the Eila Mishpatim, I think it's possible at least to suggest that one could go one step further with this idea. Rashi, after all, says, commenting on the word Asher Tasim Lifnehem, so Rashi says that Lo Talel Adas, Baruch Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think Lomar Eshnu Lehem Aperek V'Halacha Shnayim Al Shlosha Pa'amim Achete Sidura V'Piem Kimishnasa Ve'eni Matriach Atzmi Lahavinam Tameh Hadvar Muperusho. Maybe it's enough to teach the people two or three times that they'll know the facts, right? But perhaps it's not so important to teach them the deeper, more profound lessons behind them. V'kach Nemar Asher Tasim Lefnehem Kishulchan Ha'aruch U'muchan Le'achol Lefnei Adam. It's important that when you present the Mishpatim, that you do so in a manner which people are able to internalize and assimilate, so that they'll be influenced by it, not just that they'll know the halachos, but that they will understand them fully and comprehensively. So in light of that, I'd like to suggest that the link of the Ramban between Lo Sachmod and Ve'ela HaMishpatim is to be understood on another level as well. The Ibn Ezra, when he talks about Lo Sachmod, raises a very basic, famous difficulty. Telling the individual that he can't covet, that he can't desire something that is not his, is that really realistic? Can people really control their desires? Every human being, we believe, can certainly control his actions. But can every person, right, determine the limits of his own interests and obsessions? Can a person be commanded, can the Torah legislate in the area of emotions? That's the question that Ibn Ezra raises, a very fundamental question. The Torah seems to say that you can. And the Ibn Ezra wonders, how is that possible? So Ibn Ezra goes on to give a mashal. He says, there are things that people consider to be realistic, and there are things that they consider to be beyond their grasp, at least sane individuals. People who have a sense of reality understand that there are things that they're simply not capable of. No one gets up in the morning and says, this morning I'm going to spread my wings, you know, and take flight. I'm not talking about, you know, booking an airline ticket. I mean, without the airplane. Obviously, most, you know, socially adjusted people don't expect that they're going to have that capability. Or, on a social level, it's not something that we can so much identify with today, but certainly, prior to 200 years, people can understand this very well. Ibn Ezra says, no one's going to wake up in the morning, a commoner is not going to wake up in the morning and realistically start obsessing about marrying the princess. Because he understands the caste system in society, and it's simply not conceivable to bridge that social gap. Therefore, people obsess about things that are possible, not about things that are impossible. So the Ibn Ezra says, that's what the Torah is telling us. The Torah says, Lo Sachmod, Beis Reyacha, Eishas Reyacha, right, Kol Asher L'Reyacha. What we're being told is that a person is obligated to internalize Torah to such an extent that for him, the things that the Torah says, Asur, prohibited, forbidden, are the equivalent of absurdity. Just like he can't marry the princess and he can't spread his arms and take flight, so too, it should be just as inconceivable to him that he should steal from his neighbor, that he should be interested in the wife of his neighbor. If the Torah establishes that these are off bounds, then they should become an impossibility to him as well. That's the Ibn Ezra. In light of that, I'd like to suggest that we re-examine the Ramban's link with the Ve'ela HaMishpatim. It's not only you need to know the facts in the boundaries in order not to violate Lo Sachmod, but maybe at another level, understanding them, kishulchan ha'aruch lefanecha, if you understand not only the facts, but the omek hadavar, right, the rationale behind things, and you understand how things fit in, the more clued in you are, basis of your investing in Talmud Torah, in these ideas and in these concepts, right, this is the true basis and foundation, not only for factually keeping Lo Tachmon, but for keeping it properly on the Machshava level as well. In other words, the Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim L'Fneihem isn't only about being aware of and committed to the rules of the halacha, but to the principles and to the values as well. And if this is the case, then perhaps we can understand something else. Torah later on, Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Gimel. Second. Vayava Moshe vayisaper la'am eskol divrei Hashem. Moshe came and he told to the nation the words of Hashem. The eis kol ha-mishpatim, and all of the mishpatim. Vayan kol ha'am kol achad vayomru kol ha-dvarim asher diber Hashem na'aseh. So once again, we have the expression mishpatim. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem, and now vayisaper la'am eis kol divrei Hashem, the eis kol ha-mishpatim. It's interesting that Rashi says that this is a reference to Zayin Mitzvah Shenitztavu B'nei Noach, the Shabbos, the Kibra V'Eim, Upar Aduma, the Dinim Shenitnu L'Mahem B'mara. Rashi, first here, back to the Parsha in B'Shalach, right after the Az Yashir, the Shiras Hayam. So the Torah tells us that it didn't take very long for Klal Yisrael to lapse. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miyam suf, vayetzer amidbar shur, vayelchu shloshet yamim bamidbar v'lamatsu mayim, vayavohu barasa, v'layochu lishtos mayim mimara, ki marim heim, alkein kara shum amara. Klal Yisrael started complaining, where's the water, ma nishteh, vayitak al Hashem, vayereu Hashem eitz. Everybody knows the story. Moshe Rabbeinu threw a piece of eitz, wood, vayashlech al amayim, vayimtuku amayim, and then the Torah says, Shum, Samlo, Chokumishpat, Visham Nisao. What is this Shum, Samlo, Chokumishpat? So Chazal say that in Mara, several mitzvos were given. What were those mitzvos? There are different lists. Rashi here quotes that it refers to Paraduma, Dinim, and Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says it refers to Kibbut Avei. But it's fascinating if you just look at the language of the Psukim, Shum, Samlo, Chokumishpat, Shum Niso. Same phrase that's used, the Eila HaMishpatim, Asher Tasim Lifnehem, and connected by Rashi on Chavdalad Gimel here towards the end of Mishpatim, as we just explained, by Yisaper Es Divrei Hashem, the Eis Kol HaMishpatim, which Rashi again refers to as Kibra Veim, Para Aduma, Dinim, right? And in this case, Sheva Mitzvos, B'nei Noach. The Ramban, in his Perush in B'Shalach, explains what really happened at Mara. So Rashi, not so clear. Rashi says, Shom Samlo, B'Mara, Nasale Miktas Parshios Shel Torah, Sheis Asku Bahem, right? Shabbos, Para Aduma, the Dinim. What does it mean, Miksas Parshios Sheis Askubahed? So the Ramban says, how come, if you look at this Parsha here, it's totally different than we find and we encounter any other time when the Torah is Mitzaveh? Right? The language is different. I'm not going to read the Ramban, it'll take too much time, but the whole focus seems to be very different. So the Ramban of B'Shalach says, Sham, Sam Lo, Choka Mishpat, Sham Niso, really refers to Talmud Torah. It means Sam Lahem Parshios, like Rashi says, this is the Rabban's reading of Rashi, Sheis Askubahem. I would just add, in the same sense that the bracha that we make, Birchas HaTorah, in the morning is Lasok, the Divrei Torah. What really happened here? Klal Yisrael reached a certain high level of Amuna, Vayaminu Bashem, they reached an incredible moment of awareness, right? Spiritual high. But they were unable to sustain it. The first time that they encountered real difficulties, right, they lapsed back into old patterns. Started complaining again, started questioning again, etc. So the response was, Sham Sam Lo, Choku Mishpat, Sham Nisal. The response was, give them certain partios and teach them well so they'll understand the values of those partios. And after all, the partios that were given represent quite a range. We're talking about the biggest of the most chok of all the chukim, one could say, Torah Aduma, right, the most mysterious of all of the chukim, all the way to the other extreme, right, the most accessible and obvious of the mishpatim, right, dinim, something that applies even to Bnei Noach. And the bridge in between, depending on which list you have, either Kibud Av Ve'Em, right, or Shabbos. The idea of Shabbos is to be mosif me chol al kodesh, right? That's why we accept Shabbos early. That's why we extend Shabbos a little bit later. That's why all week we look forward and we count to Shabbos. In other words, that range of these particular partios was supposed to influence Klal Yisrael so that they would understand the proper way to navigate between chol and kodesh. They would understand that there's kodesh and chol. They would understand that there's something called pure kodesh, and that there has to be a bridge between kodesh and chol. And if they understood those partios well, that would be the antidote, to the kind of complaining, the perspective that was flawed that led them there. And if you look at those psukim in the Shalach, I just lost them. I had them here a minute ago. It's just very fascinating that the way that the Torah describes how this is supposed to work is Vayomer im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem Elokecha v'hayashar be'inav ta'aseh v'hazanta l'mitzvosav v'shamarta kol chukav kol ha'machalar shasamti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. This is literally the antidote, the refuah l'baka, and what the psukim emphasize is not so much the performance of the mitzvos. That will come later. Time of Maimon Har Sinai, these will be given, says the Ramban, as actual mitzvot. But we couldn't wait that long because they needed this antidote immediately. What's important for now is this is the key to understanding Kol Hashem Elokecha, Hazanta L'mitzvosav. It's all about the perspective. So if this is the case, we can really appreciate and understand that this is exactly what the Torah is telling us here as well. Ve'eila ha-mishpatim, if you want to understand how to cultivate a religious personality, then the key is mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. The key to understanding this is to understand the scope of the halacha, but especially by means of Talmud Torah, to internalize its values. And this, of course, leads to the even more profound point in the parsha, where Klal Yisrael responds to this second reference to the mishpatim by saying Naaseh, and then three psukim later, by coming up with the slogan that defined L'dorei Doros, the attitude and the perspective of Klal Yisrael, the theme of Naaseh V'Nishma. So, just to give you all a little bit of chizuk, extra time that you put into your learning, sometimes Friday morning is like, it seems to be time that is, Potter Mitalma Torah in some places, but here not, Baruch Hashem. And this is really the investment that you make for the Ve'eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem. I wish you all a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Gracias.